Hello, everyone. My name is Manish Jaiswal, and I am a development manager in Visual Studio. And for the past year and a half, I've been working in live unit testing. Just a quick show of hands, how many of you have heard about live unit testing or have used it? OK, a good number of people. So I'll spend a little bit of time just going, giving you an overview of what live unit testing is, and then go a little deeper into what are the improvements that we have made since we released VS 2017 RTW, so in the last 3 or 4 months. And then I'll try to leave a few minutes in the end for any questions that you guys might have. So essentially, live unit testing gives you code coverage information as well as the pass and fail status of your test in situ in your editor live as you are typing code, as you are developing, as you are fixing bugs. It runs in the background. It figures out which tests are impacted by your edits. And it runs those tests in the background and provides you the results in the editor on the same line. This technology is available for C# and VB. This is a quick overview of what's new in the 15.3 update. And the preview bits were released, and you guys can try these out. The bits that I would use for my demo is a little bit newer than what you would see in preview. So it just has a few more bug fixes, but most of the things should be available. We have added support for .NET Core. This was one of the top asks, and we were already working on it. We have made significant improvements in the startup time. We have improved the UI. We have also improved the support for excluding and including the tests that you want to run in live unit testing. Lots of improvements in performance and scale. As it's an enterprise feature, we want to make sure that it scales to enterprise level solutions, which have like hundreds, tens, and thousands of test cases in the solutions. We have also improved the live test set functionality, which is the set that actually runs in live unit testing. And there are lots of bug fixes as well. What I'm going to demo is I'm going to debug with live test unit testing on and do some edit and continue while live unit testing is running. I'm also going to show you how it's integrated with the Test Explorer window. How you can include and exclude tests, and what are the configurations that are available for live unit testing. So let me jump into the demo now. So this is a very simple .NET Core project. I have a .NET standard library, as you can see here. And this is a trainer class, which has some properties and methods in terms of how much training you've done, how long, how many miles you ran, such simple stuff. And this is a trainer test class, which has unit tests for this. And my unit test project is also a .NET Core NetCore app duo. So let me just go ahead and start live unit testing. So test, live unit testing, start. The first thing you would notice off the bat is how quick it was to start. So what we have done in the update release is if you have used live unit testing before on your solution, and you try and you open the solution again and turn live unit testing on, we persist the previous data, and we use that to populate it immediately. So I had used live unit testing in the solution before. If you're using it for the first time, then it'll take some time to kind of get all the data by running all the tests. But since then, it should all be very quick. And when we load data from the persisted files, in the background, we also start doing the consistency checks. And if we find out that some things have changed, then we will run the appropriate test and build the appropriate projects. The other menu options available here are while it's running, and you can pause it. If you're doing some big refactoring and stuff, you can pause it. The glyphs will go away. when you pause. But we still track all the changes that you are making. So when you continue, we know what changes have happened since you paused it. And then we will immediately process those changes. So a green tick marks basically a green tick shows that this particular line is covered, and all the tests covering this line are passing. A red cross indicates that this line is also covered, but at least one of the tests covering this line is failing. And a blue dash indicates that this particular line is not covered at all. So let me go to some failing tests. And so you notice that this one test is failing here. So we have improved the UI. And now you can see how long did it take for the test to run. You see all the tests here. And let me. And you can also navigate to the sources for the test from there by double-clicking it. So this test is failing. So let me debug this. So here in the product code, it's throwing a null reference exception. And that was the reason this test is failing. I happen to know that if I add a null check in the constructor, then it will take care of this null reference exception. So let me uncomment this code. And bingo, live unit testing is running. And the tests. And now you see that it's all passing here. There was a small bug where the test method test file was not getting updated simultaneously. We have already fixed that. Now let me show you the integration with the Test Explorer window. Let's stop debugging. So here is a method, getMostMilesTraveled, which is not covered by any test. And I already have a test written here, which will cover this method. So I'll go ahead and uncomment this. And bingo, it's now covered by this particular test. Now let me bring up a Test Explorer window. And now if I make any edit in this file, live unit testing does the processing and knows that I only need to run this one particular test. As you can see on the left on the Test Explorer window, it pops up the test which ran in the last run of live unit testing, but it also shows all the tests that live unit testing that's available in the live unit testing universe. The next thing I wanted to show is, like, a lot of times people work in solutions which have a lot of tests. Some tests take too long to run. They don't want them to run in continuously in live unit testing. Sometimes there are tests that's not running for whatever reason. They want to exclude that. We have a couple of ways you can do that. One is this concept of live test set, which is a user-specific setting. So that for that particular solution on that machine for that user, you can exclude certain tests, and that's saved in your .suo file. And next time when you open that solution, your settings will be persisted. And the second way is you can add this category to your test cases, which is like skip when live unit testing. And that way you can check those changes into source control, and everybody in your team will get it when they clone your repo, and those tests won't run for anybody. So this is a live test set. I'll say exclude. And now this test is excluded. You notice on the left, these lines are uncovered again. This test is marked with an empty beaker. An empty beaker basically indicates that the test is not included in live unit testing. I can go ahead and include it again. And now it's running again. You can also do include and exclude tests from the Solution Explorer window. It also has a right click and live unit testing menu item there. And if you want to persist these changes, you go ahead and add this test category, skip when live unit testing, and it's excluded again. Now I'm going to show you some of the options that are available to tweak live unit testing. You actually see a developer tab here as well. That's not available. That's only for, like, you know, for the team. We add it on our builds, but it's not available. The general tab is available. So what you can do is you can pause live unit testing during debugging and building. I just demoed that when I was debugging. By default, it was running. But if you decide to pause it, you can pause it. You can also pause live unit testing based on your battery threshold if you're running it on a laptop, and you can set it to whatever number you want. You can set the live unit testing to start automatically when your solution is loaded. You can have a test case timeout. If a test is taking too long to run, how long should we wait before we time it out? Number of test processes to use, like how many test processes should we kick off in parallel? Memory consumption, specifically, like, you know, we were testing live unit testing on Roslyn solution, which has like what, 80,000 plus tests now. And we noticed that it, since we keep all the data of which test is hitting which line of code, it grows significantly. So we are adding this option now where you can say, I only want to limit it to use this much amount of memory. And we will respect that, and we will start dropping some of the information intelligently based on which files are open, which projects are you working on. And hopefully, you know, it should not impact the responsiveness of live unit testing too much. But if you are opening a file which was, like, you know, it was unopened, or the project which was far away from the projects you were working on, then you may see a slight lag because we will have to rerun those tests. And the last option, the logging option, that's very useful when you guys send feedback and bugs. So please set it to, if you set it to verbose mode. Oh, this mouse is. Verbose, then you see more logging in your output window. And if you attach that to your feedback or bug reports, then it's much easier for us to diagnose the issue. So that was pretty much a lap around live unit testing. And if you guys have any questions, then feel free to ask them now.
Do your unit tests have to be in the same solution as the code that you're
working on? Yes, the unit test projects should be in the same solution. Yeah, and we support currently support MS Test, XUnit, and NUnit.
You mentioned code coverage, that it does. Active code coverage as well, but we didn't see
it. Yes, so, yes, it does. Basically, the way it's processing things is through code coverage. So what happens is when we are building the solution, we have added this additional flag to Roslyn compilers. So it does an instrumentation at build time itself. And then when the tests run, we know we get the code coverage of which code is covered by which test, and we can attribute it. And then we use that data.
We don't get it. It's not a code coverage report similar to what you can generate.
Currently, there is no report, but you see which lines are covered. And so that's something that's in our like in a vision plan.
Will you be extending it to the C++ and JavaScript?
Currently, we don't have any work going on that front. But we are like, you know, it's a request that we have gotten often from a lot of customers, like C++, Java, have it. Today, it's implemented through the Roslyn compilers, and Roslyn only supports C# and VB. So we will have to change like C++ compilers and stuff to do that. So that's the reason. But so nothing in the immediate pipeline, but this is a common request. So the question was, this gentleman has a lot of tests which have the attribute exclude from code coverage. And he also has code in his run setting files to exclude tests. Is that correct? Based on certain patterns. So if you have exclude from code coverage attribute applied on test case, then we will not instrument it at build time. So for any method that has exclude from test coverage, you will not get coverage for it. Even if tests are hitting it, you will not see it anymore. But if tests are hitting that line of code and it's also hitting other lines of code, those tests will continue to run if you edit that method, but that method will not see any coverage. As far as the support for run setting file goes, today we only have support for providing your paths to your adapter, the test adapter. Anything else that's available in run setting files, live unit testing currently doesn't honor.
So the last example which you gave here, when the blue line shows, it means the test case is not covered, right?
That particular line is not covered.
So like if we take an example there on the other side, the test, like, we assume that it's running longer and we decided to exclude that. So how would, is there any way I can get to know, like the test coverage is there, but it's excluded. But otherwise, let's say if you have a huge code, you won't get to know whether already test case is there, but we have excluded that.
Oh, I see. So the question is basically you want to see the code coverage information, but you don't want to run that test for live unit testing.
So like, for example, if you see the test, then you are giving an indication that this test is excluded. But on the other side, it's not showing you that information.
Yeah, because the idea for live unit testing, we see it from the test perspective. So what is excluded, what is not excluded. If we show the code coverage information on the product code, and then you start editing it, that information will go stale pretty quickly, unless we keep running the tests. So you know we can show some snapshot of data there, but as you keep editing it, that will not stay like up to date if the tests are not running. Yeah.
So will live unit testing work with other testing libraries like NUnit, XUnit? Is there any dependency on if any MS test?
I didn't hear your question.
Will this work with XUnit and NUnit? Is there, or does it have to be MS test?
It works currently with MS test, XUnit, and NUnit.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Thank you, guys.